Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 75. Gosh, I sound excited, don't I? Why am I so excited? Well, it's summertime, folks. It's summertime out here in Los Angeles, in the valley, in the San Fernando Valley. You know what that means? It means it's hot. It's pretty friggin' hot, man. I mean, today it's 88 degrees, and it's sort of like, oh, that's not that bad, you know. But we're going back tomorrow, I think, to 99, 100, something like that. We had that the last few days or whatever. Want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July, 4th of July. It's not 4th of July now. Now it's, like, I think the 7th of July. Let me check my trusty phone. July 7th. So I'm 3 days late. Well, you know, because I did a podcast prior to 4th of July. Don't get on my case about not wishing you a happy 4th. Man, I'm wishing it now. How's that? Better late than never with the happy of the 4th. Man, my neighborhood was really exploding with fireworks, man. I saw some amazing fireworks that were shot right next, kind of right by my building. It had to be in my very immediate neighborhood. And when they went off, first they made a noise like, oh, a noise as if we were in Afghanistan or something. And then it exploded into these marvelously beautiful colors that were reminiscent of the acid trips. Well, I only took one acid trip in my life, and the psilocybin mushroom trips I took many times back in the day when I was doing those kind of things. But it was something, man. And then all night long, it was making, you know, you'd be hearing, you know, noises and just hoping that nothing catches fire because, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in people who shoot off fireworks on their own. I mean, there's, you know, things can go wrong in a professional setting, which I believe it did some, I think, not far from here. But I digress. Let's not get into that kind of negative talk, okay? Let's just enjoy each other. Let's enjoy each other's company. Enjoy the fact the 4th of July is over. It's sort of the 4th of July. That is really like the beginning of the summer. And then Labor Day is like the end of the summer, right? So we got a nice couple of months of summer here, folks, and I want you all to be having a good time. I want you to have a good time. Okay. All right, enough about the 4th of July. Okay, I'm going to give you, like, a supermarket kind of, I don't want to say update. Yeah, I guess it's going to be an update and a comparison. So, you know, many of you who are listening to my podcast in the past, the podcast past, will know that I do go to what I call my go-to market. And I've never mentioned it by name. Those of you who know me well know the name. And the reason I think I did that, and I think I said this last week, is because a few times I got friendly with a lot of the people that work there. And sometimes I would change their names, but sometimes I didn't. And so I just wanted to kind of, you know, protect them. And so I never divulged the name. And I will not divulge it now. It's not a big chain, but I'm going to make up a name for it now. Instead of the go-to market, I'm going to call it Gougers. Okay? Gougers. Why? Because lately I've been going to Ralph's. And I've been realizing, holy mackerel, have I been getting gouged on certain items? And then I was talking to somebody about that I was going to Ralph's. And actually, it was an employee of Gougers. He told me he goes to some place called, I think he said Superior. He said Ralph's was too expensive. I don't know. You know, I'm not the greatest shopper in the world, but you know, I'm looking at, and then plus there were certain things that were certain protein bars. There's a protein bar I was getting at Gougers, and they discontinued it. Well, I go over to Ralph's, not only do they have that protein bar, but they have it cheaper by about, let me see, I don't know, 30% cheaper or something like that. But they also have several flavors that they didn't have at Gougers. So, Gougers. I just love calling it Gougers. And then I found some ice cream. I think I mentioned it already last week. So, but anyway, I'm at Gougers. I want to talk about, I went to Gougers. And I'm going there today because I'm not completely giving up on Gougers. There's times that you've got to go there. They've got a better parking lot. It is more upscale. They take your grocery items. You give the check stand. You don't do anything except pay for it. They take it out of the cart and they put it on the conveyor belt. They check it and then they put it in the bags. And they got good, solid paper bags there. I'm going to get to that in a moment. That's another thing. Gougers, okay? They got the kind of paper bags that has the handles on them. And I like to have the double paper bags if I'm getting a considerable amount of, something. If it's more than a few pounds, I like to get a double paper because sometimes the bags, if you just get one, and one of the handles snaps, if you have a single bag, you're kind of out of luck. You got to kind of not carry it that way. But if you got a double bag, you still got three handles, okay? And plus, I use it for garbage, and that's how I roll with my garbage bags, okay? So I'm at Gougers last week, and there's a lady demonstrating these black and gold apricots. I don't know how you say them. Apricots. I think where I grew up was apricots. Maybe out here it's apricots. Maybe where you're from it's apricots. But anyway, so I ask her, which one should I try? Which one are better? And she said, well, the black are sweeter. And I said, the black is sweeter. Just like in life. Isn't that so? Isn't it just like in life? And there was a beat of, she was confused for about 5 seconds, and then she giggled. Because she knew what I was talking about, yo. You know what I'm saying? People of color. Yo, the darker the berry, the sweeter the cherry, the dairy, the weary. I don't know. Anyway, so I made a little joke about that. Then, I was waiting to go into the restroom, and they got the kind of restrooms there at Gougers where you get a private, you get to go in privately in each time, there's only room for one person to do their business. And there's a men's room and a ladies' room. As is often the case everywhere, at least in America, I believe. So I'm standing out there, and I didn't check the ladies' room. Men's room was locked. So I'm patiently waiting, and then all of a sudden, out of the ladies' room, comes a no-nonsense older bald guy. And he just comes barreling out like, just say whatever, say something to me, I'll knock you on your head. Man's got to go, and that was open. I don't care. I've actually used the ladies' room in the past when it's gotten a little hairy. Not the ladies' room wasn't hairy, my situation. And I was actually suggested, I think, by somebody who worked there, and I think it might have been late at night. Well, go in the ladies' room, what's the difference? So he comes out, and then right on cue, like a sitcom, at the men's room, comes a friendly middle-aged white lady. And they were both white, by the way. I don't know why I have to say that. Is that because only white people do stuff like that? No, I'm giving you a visual. And she comes out, and she was very friendly. I don't know. I don't remember if I said anything. I don't recall if I said anything to her. I certainly didn't say anything. I probably said something to her, just jokingly. I said nothing to no-nonsense bald guy, because who'd want to? He's no-nonsense. He's on to his next thing. He's on to his next breaking the law, breaking the rule somewhere. He's a captain of industry, I bet. So that's that. So then I confided in one of the checkers there. I told her, hey, I've been going to Ralph's lately, and she said, I don't like Ralph's. I go, why? She goes, one time I went there, and one of the people that worked there was rude to me. I go, that's, you're basing your entire corporation of Ralph's on one person. If I was to do that with Gallagher's, I never would have ever shown up. I mean, most people there are cool, but there's been some people that have been very not so nice. So I don't really know what she was talking about, and I don't think she knew what she was talking about. Maybe she was just trying to stick up for the company that she works with. She knows what side her butt is, her butt is buttered on, her bread is buttered on, and her butt. Her buttered butt. And then there was one guy, there's a guy that works there. He's, I'm not going to say his name, he's, I think, from El Salvador. He's probably in this been in this country at least 20 years. Because he's worked at this company for 20, 25 years, something like that. I don't know, a long time. He, occasional checker, but he's also the guy that stocks the shelves. And, you know, the job has been very good for him. I believe he's been able to buy a house. You know, back when you could afford to buy houses with that kind of, you know, the kind of money that people like that make. And his English is like, it's amazing that his English is just barely passable. I mean, he's got, you know, besides the worst diction, which, of course, anybody who's, you know, if you don't can't speak English, your diction's not going to be great in English. And so I confided in him that I go to Ralph's. And he goes, oh, my wife, she works at Ralph. And I go, oh, you're right. She used to work, I thought she works here at Gallagher's. He goes, oh, she got fired. And then she, and I go, why? He goes, you know, because the thing was, she goes to, you know, and she comes in, and then she called over there, and then the man, you know, the man said to her, and then she called there, and then she was too late because she was too scared. And so when she did that, so then the morning, and then they fired her. And I have absolutely, I'm telling you, I'm not quoting him verbatim, but I'm pretty close. And I'm like, okay, all right, wow, holy mackerel, folks. So, yeah, so that's that. You know, I want to tell him, listen, English is not even your second language. It's like a third language at this point. What are you talking there? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, God bless him. So then, okay, I'm at Ralph's. So I go to Ralph's three times a week lately, and it's because I've been going there after my aquatic therapy. It's because I like certain things. I got the half chicken. You can't get a half chicken at Gouger's. I like a half big chicken. They can't get that. But Ralph's is smart enough to sell it. And or maybe you can get it. But I didn't like, I don't know. You know, today I'm going to try and see if I can get something like that. I think you can. But it's in a different form. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that aspect of it. So, so I go there and... first of all, they got a pretty decent salad bar. They got these big wedges of, I guess, iceberg lettuce, you know, soaked in blue cheese, and I like that. You know, I haven't had that in a while. And you know, I like onions on my salad. And generally, at Gouger's, they have red and green onions, and I've been going for the red onions for quite some time. And so I go to Ralph's the first time, and they got red onions, and I put it on, and I'm very happy, and I leave. I come back, I believe, the next time, and there's nary an onion in sight. And I, so I go to the deli and hot food bar in Delhi, right across from the salad bar, which is kind of, it's kind of connected to the salad bar, because I think a lot of the people that work in the deli, I believe they take care of the salad bar as well. So I say to one of the girls there, a very nice girl, very young, attractive girl, I say, you know, excuse me, I said, but, you know, they don't have any onions at the salad bar. And she goes, they probably ran out. They probably ran out. Excuse me, I mean, we're in a supermarket, you're 40 feet from the produce section. I could walk over there with my newly operated hips and pick up an onion and bring it over to you. What kind of a thing is that to say? They probably ran out. Why, my goodness. So I go, okay, whatever, you know, and what am I going to do? I mean, that's, you know, they ran out. I mean, I'm not going to, so I just, you know, I get the salad. I figured I was going to buy I go in the produce section. I said, well, maybe I'll get some green onions because I thought they were easier to cut. I'll get a green onion, you know, a thing of, you know, a bundle of green onions, and I'll just add it to my salad. I'll just have to do a little extra work. And so I go to the checkout counter, and you know, I say, geez, you know, I was talking to the guy, and it turned out he was the manager. I said, you didn't have any red onions at your, you had no onions at your salad bar, and I had to buy this. He goes, what do you mean, no red? And he got on the phone, and he called the deli department, and he just, you know, he didn't chastise the person, but he barked in there, he commanded this person to slice up some onions and give them to me. And he goes, okay, when you get done, you know, paying for this, you go to that deli counter and you're getting some red onions on the house. I was like, oh, okay, cool, that's nice. You know, and I thought, wow, you know, it does pay to have a big mouth sometimes. Sometimes it does. And sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it does. So, you know, I got the hookup. And then he said to me, he goes, hey, you know, I told him I'm a returnee because I had been out of Ralph's for a long time, years. And I don't have my Ralph's card. And he cleared up the mystery to me of why my number is not in the system anymore. They got rid of old numbers. They're getting new cards, and I'll be able to get a new card. And but in the meantime, they have a universal card they use there to give me the discount. The only thing that's I'm missing with my own card is I don't get their fabulous rewards I can get. And I asked the guy, well, what kind of rewards are we looking at here? He goes, well, you can get about 20 cents off a gas purchase. And I wasn't sure if it was 20 cents. Was that a one-time deal? Is that like throughout every time? Really? 20 cents? That's what I'm missing? Okay, thank you. So then he hands me some kind of piece of paper that's like a make-believe $100 bill. And it's got, answer this survey about how we're doing. And, win $100, and I said, "Well, for me to win $100, do I have to give you a good, you know, report?" And he goes, yeah, we kind of help." So obviously, I can't be saying anything negative. Expect to win 100 smackaroonies. So, and one thing that really annoys me about this particular Ralph's, and I understand they're all changing. They're going to be changing over at the end of the year. Other Ralphs have already changed. There's one Ralphs that's not far from there. A customer already voiced his opinion, but he chirped up when I was lying. He was talking about this issue, which I'm going to get to in a second. He said, well, why does that Ralphs have that? And he said, well, anyway, and what we're talking about here are paper bags with handles on them. What Ralph's does now, the one I go to, is they take a paper bag with no handle on it, and they put it into a plastic bag with handles on it. And by the way, plastic bags will be outlawed by the end of the year, I believe, beginning of the year. Which is, you know, enough with the, you know, they're going to outlaw. They're going to outlaw giving plastic bags in the stores, but not going to outlaw you being able to buy plastic bags or ever having plastic bags. It's just a crock of BS. And the thing that annoys me is that when you take a paper bag, okay, with no handle, and you put it into a plastic bag with handles, and then you fill those two bags with groceries, it's just unwieldy. It's uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable way to carry it. You can just see it's not meant to be. It's not the way God created it. God didn't mean for us to do it that way. It's against God's rule and laws. I don't know if it's against God, but anyway, it's just, you know, so my feeling is, hey, if I give a survey, I'm talking onions, okay? I'm laying, because I'm going to lay down the onions, because, you know, a couple times I went there, and then the second time, oh, another time I went, there was no onions, so I just asked behind the counter, and they gave me some onions. And not as many as I wanted, but whatever. I still had a few left over from the free onions. And because I like a lot of onions in my salad, okay? That's what I do. I'm an onion guy. I'm a guy of onion capabilities. All right. Enough of that. Enough about Ralph's and Gouger's. Okay. Oh, by the way, I mentioned last week when I was talking to my this girl in my building who helped me set up my iPad, and then she mentioned that she thought that Eric Snowden should be arrested, and I quoted Ben Franklin, and she said Ben Franklin had slaves, and then I said, oh. Well, according to my friend Wesley, who, I haven't looked this up either way, okay? I'm just going to say what he said, and then I'll look it up. But I'm siding with him on this one. I'm thinking he's probably right. He said Ben Franklin did not own slaves. He was against it. So I'm gonna go with him on that, and then if I can think about it, I'll look it up later. But you know, say I was in a room and he was looking at me, and the hot Russian girl who helped me set up my iPad, and I said, well, who do you believe? Wesley, I'm sorry, you're going to lose that one in person with both of you there. But since she doesn't listen to the podcast, I'm sure I can say anything I want. Anyway, he said that Eric Snowden or Ben Franklin did not have slaves. And Eric Snowden is still stuck in an airport, international airport in Russia. Okay. Enough of that. I didn't almost rear end somebody, but I came dangerously close, and it was the fault. There should be a limit on what you can do with billboards, because I was driving down the street after my aquatic therapy, and I saw this billboard, and it was an ad for like a chicken restaurant, and it was talking about, come in and try my juicy legs and thighs, and there was a picture of a hot woman. I mean, it could have been an ad for a strip club. And so I just kind of looked at it for maybe 1 or 2 seconds longer than I really should have or needed to while I was driving. And like I said, I'm pretty careful driving. I didn't really almost hit the person, but it came a little too close for comfort for my taste. And I just think that there should be some kind of limit to what you can put on billboards of a sexual nature. You know, I know you're trying to sell chicken, but I mean, you know what I mean. Said enough about that. Then I called my insurance, my health insurance company, to check on something this weekend. And Deb was over here. We were working on my medical billing because Deb, besides being a great hair cutter and great hair colorist, probably the greatest hair colorist in the Hollywood area. And one of the greatest hairstylists as well, who was also not only my advocate when I was in the hospital, but she's also doing my medical billing, and she does it with joy. It's as if she gets in pleasure out of it. You know, I mean, if she was on a dating, I mean, she wouldn't be on a dating website because she's married to Rudy, but if she was, she could list, you know, hobbies, doing medical billing. Anyway, that would be one of her hobbies, not her only hobby. So, she was here and witnessed this. I called the insurance company, and, you know, the person who answered the phone was barely audible. And I know what was going on. They had a headset on, and they just weren't talking into the headset, you know. And so I couldn't hear them. And so I said, I'm sorry, I can't. They asked me to, I could hear them, barely hear them. And I forget what happened. I think what happened is, maybe this is the second time I called, because the first time I got somebody else I could barely hear. And then the second time I called, for whatever reason, I don't know if I got disconnected or whatever, I called and I could barely hear this person. And, you know, but they're just like, really? I could barely hear him say, well, you know, we have your identification number. And I started to just go, you know, my number is 4234517355. And I said, excuse me, I can't understand you. Oh, you can't hear me? No. Oh, I can't hear you either. Could you talk up? Could you please speak up and I'll speak up? Boy, got a little adamant. Deb really liked it. She was laughing her butt off. I hope you laugh your butt off, too. Not your butt off. We don't want your butt to be laughed off. Here's a little update on, remember I talked to you last week about the guy with the tattoo, Just Breathe, you know, and he didn't have an E. Well, he went and got an E put on. And he said, I was talking to him, and, you know, he's walking around a lot with his shirt off. And the guy, like he said, he's got no fat on his body. God bless him. If I had a body like that, I'd be walking around with my shirt off, too. And and I noticed he's got a pierced nipple. He's got, like, a ring through, which I never noticed before. And I said, do you always have that? He goes, yeah, I guess I never really noticed before. I guess I'm not really, you know, scrutinizing your body that closely, buddy. He laughed a little bit. And I said, oh, I see you got the, excuse me, I got the, out of the E, and he goes, yeah, yeah. It turned out, he goes, yeah, it was the guy's fault. He didn't spell it right. You know, the guy that did the tattoo artist. So, but it kind of didn't look like, because it's not healed up yet, the E, the whole part of the E was kind of closed up, so it looked like a C. So it looked like Just Breathe. Just Breathe. But I'm sure it will heal up fine, and he will be just breathing fine. All right. All of a sudden, I got a little itchiness in my throat. You know, okay, folks. See, this is do-it-yourself, radio. Do-it-yourself podcasting. Coughing, everything. Well, there's a few things I'll leave out. But coughing is one thing that I'm not leaving out, okay? You're going to hear the coughing. You're going to hear my coughing. That's one thing the Beatles' Revolver album, beginning track, is a track called Taxman, written by George Harrison. Always loved this, man. It's like in the beginning of the track, you can hear them right before the song, and they're like, one guy's counting off. I think it sounds like John Lennon. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then somebody coughs in the background. And then they go, boom, they left it in. I loved it. Because, you know, up till then, I always thought, like, you know, people like that were perfect. They never coughed. I didn't know that they actually coughed. I found out they actually do cough. Okay. Thank you all for listening. This is, I believe, another successful podcast. I want to thank you all, anybody and everybody who's listening to my podcast. And, you know, pretty soon, I'm waiting until after my aquatic therapy is over, and I'm walking a lot without my cane now, so that's pretty cool. When I'm completely off it, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to change over my website and change things over and make it accessible to people with PCs or whatever, iPads, whatever you got. Whatever you got, you should be able to access my podcast, okay? And so that's one of my plans. And that's that. So I'm going to be doing some stand-up. Probably won't be announcing dates because I'm going to be going out just working out stuff. But if there are dates to announce, eventually I will be announcing them, okay? All right. So until next time, this is Al Berman Live. from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.